This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are speaking with both Herm Cukier, the CEO of BioDelivery Sciences International, Inc., and Dr. Mandy Francis, pain specialist nurse practitioner, to talk about a new campaign they are launching called This is Pain. Thank you so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you very much for having us.
And you're certainly both more than welcome. Great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing about this campaign. So for starters, Mr. Cukier, if you would, tell us about This is Pain and what you hope to achieve launching this campaign.
Absolutely. We're very excited to be launching this campaign now, Eric. The campaign aims to improve the lives of people living with chronic pain in two very important ways. First, we are confronting and dispelling the stigma and the misunderstanding around this disease state. And it is indeed a disease state. I'm sure Mandy will talk more about that. Also, talking about the treatment options in order to create a more widespread awareness and, very importantly, empathy for those that are living with chronic pain. So that's the first thing we're really trying to accomplish is changing the conversation, changing the discourse, removing the stigma, and laying a foundation that we can then build upon to truly drive change in the lives of these patients. And so in doing so, we want to combat the systemic challenges that these patients experience on a daily basis. And there are four very specific ways that we can do that. One, as I mentioned, just a wider understanding and recognition of pain as a disease state, not just a symptom. Also, very importantly then, to really change and effectuate the access that these chronic pain patients have to the full spectrum of treatment options that are needed to manage this very complex disease. Third, while the treatment options we have today are certainly very good and we've come a long way, we are far short of having the right tools in the toolbox of healthcare professionals to truly effectively treat this very debilitating condition. And so we need more research, we need more funding, we need more advancement in the tools that physicians have in the future to treat this disease. And then finally, because of all the misunderstanding and stigma, these patients are facing enormous barriers in the workplace. And so we need, again, an understanding and a change in having fair work environments so these patients can lead to productive lives that they all aspire to do. So that's why we're launching the campaign today.
Certainly a lot of reasons to kick off this campaign, and we all here at eHealth Radio are appreciative of your taking the effort to make this happen. Now, looking at chronic pain, Dr. Francis, what exactly is it and what don't people understand about the disease of chronic pain?
Well, you know, chronic pain doesn't really have a universal definition. In the medical field, we tend to define chronic pain as any pain that's lasted longer than 6 months. But when you really look at the picture of chronic pain, you really can't see it. It's the invisible disease. You know, it's described by every patient uniquely. I've had patients describe it as sharp, shooting, dull, throbbing, aching, bee stings, ant crawling. It's very different for each person. We're talking patients who could have pain in their hands or pain from their head to their toe. It's something that just goes continuous. Sometimes people find it feel it intermittently. They may feel it chronically every single day. You just can't see what it is, but they feel it. It's definitely an invisible disease that these patients are experiencing, and I don't think people understand that. I think many people just kind of say, well, you know, you have pain, get over it. Many people hide their pain. They almost put on this this mask to hide so people don't see what they're feeling. I have patients that come into my office that are dressed from head to toe with the manicure and hair done and, you know, everything just looking so pristine. And you say to these patients, oh, you look great. And their response is, yeah, because I don't want people to really see what I'm really truly feeling.
And thanks for helping us understand more of what chronic pain is all about. Now, taking that even further, Dr. Francis, what do you believe would better the lives of chronic pain patients, and what do you see patients experience?
So, you know, again, every patient has a different experience with chronic pain. I think we can really define this as a biopsychosocial disease. It affects them physically. It affects them mentally. It affects them socially. I mean, these patients have not only that physical pain, but many times that pain is accompanied by depression, anxiety. They're afraid to go out. They don't want to be anywhere. They don't want to do things. And unfortunately, this has created a lot of stigma for these patients. You know, people don't understand why these patients are the way they are. For me in my practice, sometimes it's hard to connect with them initially. You know, we have to take the time to listen to these patients. One of the things I think we can better their lives is by educating society for what chronic pain is and let them really see the bigger picture and to understand what these patients are suffering with. As a healthcare professional, I see that the chronic pain impacts their quality of life. They suffer, they feel isolated, stigmatized. Their disease is misunderstood by society. So what we'd like to do with this mission is we would like to give these patients a voice. Let them be seen. Let them be heard. Let the society around them, their family, their friends, their coworkers, let them see these patients for what they are. Let's put a picture to this disease. Let's help treat this disease. As a practitioner, I'd like to see other practitioners be able to also see that picture, also listen to those patients and make those patients comfortable to express what it is they're going through so that we can give them treatment options. I would encourage patients to seek treatment, to have those conversations, but it's important that in order to improve their lives, we need to make sure that everybody's working together to do that. So part of this mission is to bring the voice of those patients out and the education to society to know what it's all about, and in turn, find better options for treatment, better opportunities for these patients to even get treatment. That's really what we want to do, is just improve the lives of these chronic pain patients.
Today we're speaking with both Mr. Herm Cukier, the CEO of BioDelivery Sciences International, Inc., and Dr. Mandy Francis, pain specialist, nurse, practitioner, discussing a new campaign they are launching called This Is Pain here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pain Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Cukier, what can we expect in the coming months from the campaign?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. Well, as we mentioned earlier, the campaign is really set out with an ambition to effectuate real change in the community for chronic pain patients. And in order for that to happen, it's not just incumbent upon the chronic pain patients to make that change. It's incumbent upon all of us because, as Mandy pointed out, these patients live in our communities. They're members of our families. They're our coworkers. They're our colleagues. And in order to really effectuate the kind of change that they need and deserve to lead the life that they want to lead, it's really going to require all of us to get involved. And so the campaign is comprised of a number of different constituents and partners, advocacy organizations, individuals that are living with chronic pain, notable spokespeople, all coming together to drive the change that we spoke about. And through a partnership with the American Chronic Pain Association, or the ACPA, This Is Pain, which is, as you mentioned, the name of the campaign, is able to connect directly with those individuals that live with chronic pain and help share their stories. And I think that's really important, is, as Mandy pointed out, is to humanize the condition, to help people understand that it's, you know, not just an esoterical matter that that people can't really get involved and do something about. It's really about, again, people in our families and our communities and the places that we work. And so these stories are going to be integral to the campaign, and it'll visualize the disease state, aim to bring down the stigma and increasing awareness. And as a start of that, to launch the campaign, we partnered with an amazing visual artist named Trina Merry. She herself suffers from chronic pain, and she met and listened to the stories of 8 chronic pain patients and depicted their pain in body paintings, creating this visual, very powerful representation of what these individuals really feel on the inside and what it's like to live with chronic pain. She's a one-of-a-kind artist, and we're going to display the exhibition in New York City next week from December 12th through the 15th. And again, that's in an effort to really create a wider understanding and a broader society of what it's like to live with chronic pain. And beyond that, we're engaging with influential, recognizable, and very credible spokespeople who have a very broad following on social media to drive further widespread awareness of chronic pain. And then finally, we're assembling a group of very influential advisors into an advisory board that, as I mentioned earlier, will consist of partners and advocates, scientists, and other stakeholders all coming together fighting to improve the lives of people with chronic pain. And this advisory board is going to act as a national network of change influencers and makers that, again, will work collaboratively to tackle the challenges in health policy, research, and as I mentioned earlier, also the barriers and stigma that these individuals face in the workplace. So a lot more to come, but very importantly, it's really launching very soon, December 12th, here in New York City, where I am today. And we encourage everyone to please, if you're in New York, you know, to come and see this incredible visual representation of what these patients are experiencing.
Mr. Couquier, thanks for all the details. Most helpful. Again, that is this week. The campaign is taking place in New York City. As listeners are tuning in, how can people like me or the listener tuning in today support this community?
Absolutely. Well, please, everyone, go to the website, www.thisispain.com, and follow us on social media platforms, at This Is Pain, and to learn more about it and participate. It's an important endeavor, and we're very excited to be part of it. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you today, Eric.
And, of course, we're honored to be a part of getting the message out. Again, Mr. Couquier and Dr. Francis, thanks so much for what you're doing and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Again, we've been speaking with both Mr. Herm Couquier, the CEO of BioDelivery Sciences International, Inc., and Dr. Mandy Francis, pain specialist, nurse practitioner, heading up the campaign they are launching this week called This Is Pain. And for all the details, visit thisispain.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.